Flying spray planes is one of those jobs where you have to have your eyes open and your mind in gear all the time. My boss told me one day, if you're not constantly checking something, you're probably missing something. Even on the ground. Do I have my maps? Is the hopper lid latched? Are the nozzles set right? Am I loaded correctly? Is there gas in it? Once she's airborne, it's not so easy to stop and take care of things. And in the air, oil pressure, oil temperature, which way is the wind blowing, where are the power lines? And once you know where they are, don't forget the power lines. You can't go to sleep on that job. There's a spiritual lesson to this. Maybe you're not a religious person, okay, but if you have a concern for your spiritual life, let me remind you that spiritually you have to be on your guard, constantly. Satan's attacks can be very subtle. Too busy to spend time with God? Low-grade mind food? An inappropriate relationship that's just brewing? Be careful. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419, that's 970-966-8419, to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs. From rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet, our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Look around you now. Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And streamed on 1360KHNC.com. Both shows will be streamed on 1360KHNC.com. Donald Trump is a threat to the ruling structure, the families of this country. He's gained quite a bit of momentum after the assassination attempt. Even the hard lefties are kind of praising him. They're pretty shocked. Mark Zuckerberg. Here's what Mark Zuckerberg has to say about him. He said that seeing Donald Trump get up after getting shot in the face and pump his fist in the air with the American flag is one of the most badass things I've ever seen in my life. On some level, as an American, it's like hard to not get kind of emotional about that spirit and that fight. And I think that that's why a lot of people like the guy. So this is what Mark Zuckerberg had to say about him. Mark Greenberg Rockefeller Zuckerberg. So the whole world is still amazed at Trump and how he, upon standing up, walked off. Was, well, they couldn't carry him off stage. He's a little bit too heavy. But as he left, the crowd went crazy. Now, at the White House yesterday, a leftist mob descended, screaming to Biden, drop out of the 2024 race. Mr. Biden has been around politics long enough to assume that the leaks appearing in the media in recent days are being coordinated to raise the pressure on him to step aside, according to people close to him. He considers Representative Nancy Pelosi, the former House Speaker, the main instigator, but is irritated at Mr. Obama as well, seeing him as a puppet master behind the scenes. This is out of the New York Times. The puppet master behind the scenes. And the puppet master Obama, the string puller, the leftist New York Times columnist, Maureen Dowd, here's what she has to say. Everyone wants Joe Biden gone. Even the people who don't want him gone really want him gone. I have many happy memories of Rehoboth Beach. I went there growing up and have recollections of crispy French fries vinegar sold on the boardwalk. But now, my gladdening images that have been replaced by the maddening one, President Biden hunkered down in his house, recovering from COVID, if he ever had COVID. I'm going to throw that in. If he had COVID. He's resisting talking to anyone who will tell him the truth. Get off my beach. And hoarsely yelling, get off my beach. And the growing list of Democrat lawmakers and donors trying to warn him that he's pulling down his party and his country. So she's saying Biden's got to get off her beach. The baby boom generation people are now taking over the politics of this country. Trump is a baby boomer. Obama, Pelosi isn't. Kamala is. The baby boom generation group of children born 45, end of 45 to the 63, Gates, Obama, are going to be the final generation to rule in the next 8 years. And the baby boom generation, lefties, communists, socialists, fascists, members of the occult societies, the responsibility of the end of America, the destruction of the United States of America, is due to their taking the power structure presently. Clinton, barely. Hillary, barely a baby boomer. Same as Bill. But it's the baby boom generation that was the greatest and the most destructive. Sweet and sour put together. Salt and sugar. So she's saying to Biden, Maureen Dowd is saying, get off my beach. The growing list of Democratic lawmakers and donors trying to warn him that he's pulling down the party and the country. It makes me sad that Biden doesn't see what's inescapable. He doesn't walk away gracefully. And this is on the day that he finally decided to withdraw. But again, Obama is pulling the strings. And they're going to force Biden out of the election. This was out of whatdoesitmean.com Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon, about 1 o'clock Eastern time, I think, Biden had decided to leave. And J.D. Vance, he posted this remark. Everyone calling on Joe Biden to stop running without also calling on him to resign the presidency is engaged in an absurd level of cynicism. If you can't run, you can't serve. He should resign now. Well, Mr. Vance, I have a feeling what you wanted Joe to do has come to pass. If he dies, I think it's going to actually be worse than should he have lived. Should he die? Which would be better, for Biden to have stayed in or to leave this world? I think the latter. It's going to be worse for him to die. I'll be back. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long. Every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury, it's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Oh, yeah. optimistic about the way that things are going.
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, will your bachelor of arts help you?
So if Donald Trump were to win the election, the war in Ukraine would end. There'd probably be some type of ceasefire in the Middle East. But Donald Trump is not going to win. There's not going to be a ceasefire. And next summer, probably late in the summer, Russia with Iran, other nations in the old Soviet bloc, possibly forces out of Ukraine. The reason I say that is now Zelensky has made it clear, talking to Donald Trump, that he is receptive to ending the conflict in Ukraine. Anyone else? No. But he did have the phone call with Trump, and he's receptive to visiting after Trump wins the election. So that is great news for the people of Ukraine, NATO nations. But I hate to say it's not going to happen. America, the rulers of this country, will never let Donald Trump return to power. The rulers of this country have made it clear that Biden is on the way out. Like J.D. Vance said, two possibilities with Biden. One, to resign, and the other is to to die. Those are the two options. He can resign. He is no longer continuing the race. And he can die. Which of the three? One we know of. He's not campaigning anymore. But until he actually, they get to the Democrat convention, I think as president, he will turn the, I think the way it works is he will go ahead and basically step down, and Kamala becomes president, if the way I understand it. I'm not sure. It's too complicated for me. It's complicated for the leaders of the country, too. Right now, they don't know what's going to happen. What are the laws? Can Biden, can Obama come back as vice president? The 12th Amendment basically doesn't exclude him from being vice president, nor the 22nd Amendment doesn't exclude Barack Obama from being vice president. And at the convention, I wonder if Michelle, if she can be voted in, can she pick her husband, or can Michael pick Barry as vice president? So you have an Obama ticket. Do you think this country, the lefties, would party every night forever? Let's see, an Obama ticket. Not a Kamala Obama. not a Michelle or Obama polis? Could it be a polis? I don't know. There are all kinds of possibilities now. The possibilities are endless. Donald Trump, should he become president? Zelensky will, probably that will be Zelensky's out of the war. NATO's out. NATO would absolutely go for that. Should Trump come back as president, the NATO nations, they would gladly put up their percentage of the GNP to have Trump back, because this means they would stop sending their munitions and finances to Ukraine. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu, yesterday morning, before Joe quit running, he said that he was willing to delay the Gaza talks until the presidential election in November. Little did he know that it worked out perfectly for him. There's not going to be any negotiations or talks. Israel may delay talks with Palestinian movement Hamas, a ceasefire, Gaza Strip, till the U.S. presidential election in November. That's going to happen now. Putin is not going to stop this war. This gives him more time to continue to remove Hamas out of Gaza. The prime minister believes that after the election, Washington's position on the Gaza conflict may change. He says, our assessment is that Netanyahu wants to buy time until the November election. He may also delay talks to attempt to appease the far-right members of the government in his party, in the belief that Hamas is too weakened. The Israeli prime minister may believe that after the election, he'll be able to avoid the pressure that U.S. President Joe Biden, incumbent, is putting on him to stop the armed conflict in the Gaza Strip. In addition, Netanyahu expects that Trump will take a softer stance toward Israel and a tougher one toward Iran and its proxies, which is true. If Donald Trump was, if he could, if there was a possibility, if fate did not intervene, I believe he would be president, but fate will intervene. The riddle in Revelation chapter 17 about the final seven presidents of the United States of America, the final administration, eight administrations, but seven men to pick from. One of these seven gets a 16-year time of rule in the open and a time of control for 8 years in the dark, in the basement, in his pajamas or his sweats. Then Elon Musk, going back to last week, on the night that Trump, the attempted assassination, CrowdStrike, all these Microsoft systems to half of the world go down. And Elon Musk, Saturday, he said that his companies have stopped using web cloud-based. Are you on the cloud? Be careful. The cloud-based antivirus platform CrowdStrike, following Friday's global Windows 10 outage. The cybersecurity firm admitted the massive failures were caused by a recent update. It instigated that conflict with Microsoft systems. The IT meltdown affected Windows 10 users around the world, airports, banks, broadcasters. Now, there's an article that is saying that CrowdStrike, Did I say crowdsource? No, I meant CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike, this could have been a test to see you destroy, you bring down banking, then guess what? No cash. No cash, everything's digital. In 2025, once Barry Satoru resumes power as the final president of this country, you will see a very strong push for gun control and digital currency. You're going to see it. That's just to begin with. You're also going to see the drafting of the American youth, and America will begin campaigns internationally, different areas of the world. Our military is going to begin operations. This country is going to more conflict, more wars. What's going to happen in Ukraine is even a stronger push to take the Nazis into Moscow, the Ukrainian Nazis into Moscow. Russia is going to be forced to make some naturally major decisions. Russia's going to have to take a different direction. Russia's going to begin to focus on the Middle East, not Ukraine. And eventually Russia and Iran, their relationship between these two nations is going to develop to the point where they're going to be brothers living in the same house. And Turkey, and all many nations in the old Soviet neighborhood are going to begin. In fact, I feel by the end of this election season in the U.S., these nations are going to really begin to arm themselves. A massive armament program internationally, because America is going to be a big threat. And the nations in the Middle East, when Israel is finished with the regional war, then Russia and Iran and these other a few other Soviet blocs, Libya and Ethiopia from the south, their ambitions are going to be directed toward Israel. And by that time, the coming president will have a sizable military once again. This is what's coming in 2025. This draft of the youth of the United States of America has the world on edge. You don't once again reinstate the draft laws in any nation unless that nation is planning ambitious wars internationally. And the nations are they're in a state of shock already with Biden ending his campaign, and then they're in a greater shock with Biden possibly being terminally ill. The nations right now are, everyone is focused on America. Everybody, internationally, the whole world. America is the fourth focus. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI-24. That's 888-YREFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment, it's fantasy, it's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at
KHNC.
For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. On AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, and weeknights 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, Northern Colorado. Programs are always streamed live or streamed, and podcasts for both hours, 1360KHNC.com. The radio site, and then the first hour of each day will be podcast on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I know that this sounds strange, odd, different, unbelievable. Looking into this political season, to say that Donald Trump, with the momentum that he has, that he's not going to pull this off. Well, His political career will be over this year. He'll be finished. By the end of this year, if I understand what it says in the Bible correctly, in the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, and other scriptures throughout the New and Old Testament, Barry Satoru should be in power as president of this country. It will probably be illegally, unlawfully, through a coup, through might, through, it won't be through, I don't believe, through election. Unless he were to be nominated as vice president, something happened to the president after January of next year, then he would resume once again as president. How it's going to happen, I don't know. But I can say this. The movement for his return, the plan, everything that we're going to watch and see in the days to come is going to show and be a clear indicator that he has ambitions to once again, not to control from his basement, not to speak in someone's ear and to direct them from his basement. No, he's going to be forced, as cunning, as subtle, sneaky as he is, his intentions are going to be known. He's going to return. That is his objective. How? That's the million-dollar question. How is this going to happen? Internationally, again, you know, we cough, the nations get pneumonia. We stub a toe, they break a leg. With just in a week, in a matter of 8 days, an attempted assassination. The same day, you have CrowdStrike, computers, nationwide, internationally, systems down. 8 days later, Biden states he's not running, continuing, he's not going to continue his run for president. He appoints Kamala Harris. Obama makes it known that he, Pelosi, and Schumer are not endorsing Kamala. And within the Biden camp, talk that this is a coup by Obama, Pelosi, and company. Things are moving so quickly. Then the other thing, too, is Israel in the Middle East attacking the seaport depot 2 days ago. This is massive. Now in Israel, the brain trust, these people that think they know what's best for Israel, want Netanyahu removed. They think he made a big mistake. The Houthis, they attempt a drone strike in Tel Aviv. Israel responds by taking out their center for shipping, their oil, their fuel depot. It's also where they are able to bring in weapons and send weapons out. It's basically the facility where they're able to export weapons all over. And Israel responds by completely taking out that port. And so the brain trust, these people in Israel feel that this is going to cause even more problems in the Middle East. The neighbors that could have helped Israel won't. No, these people don't realize that there aren't nations in the Middle East that are going to help Israel. What are they thinking? Israel did the right thing. They responded because this helped the United States. This took out some of the missiles and weapons that the Houthis are using on ships in the Suez Canal and in that sea. Israel did the world a great favor. But anti-Semitism, the hatred of the Jewish people, the hatred of Israel, this is one of the signs of the end of the world. And what I mean by the end of the world is not the end of mankind. It's the end of a cosmos. Cosmos meaning Satan's time to rule the nations. The nations are in the control presently of the devil. Christ even stated that in Matthew chapter 4, that the kingdoms of this world, Satan said, I'll give you the kingdoms of this world because they're in the devil's hands. Christ didn't deny it. I'll be back in just a few minutes and continue with the ongoing story of what we can expect. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
For the new audience, I have used an analogy of the final seven presidents of the United States of America, using the analogy of a hurricane. Hurricane season begins, and the winds are 30, 45 miles an hour. That's the beginning, category one. That was Jimmy Carter. Category two, the winds increased to Ronald Reagan. There was Sandinistas, the Contras. The winds increased. War with George Sr. The wars increased to category three. And we had continued war, drug wars, and we had Saddam Hussein. Then that conflict, the conflicts began in the Middle East. Then you had, right about that time, we were, Afghanistan was in view. Then we had Bill Clinton. Category, another higher wind velocity. Velocity, the winds, velocities up into the 80s, 90s. And then you had Junior Bush, 105. Clinton, I'm sorry, Obama comes in. Now you have category five. You have sustained winds at 115 up to 100 gusts, 130. Donald Trump was the eye of the hurricane. The wind subsided down to gentle breezes, 5, 10 mile an hour breezes. The economy turned around, oil industry. The world knows, the world understands what happened. The American people, the hard left, the Trump haters, they won't receive, accept the truth of what happened. But internationally, the countries knew what happened. It was better, the countries, after Obama left office, the countries were safer. No ISIS, no ISIL, no coups in the Middle East. Libya, all the people that are murdered. This was the Obama administration. Trump brings down the winds, the skies open, the clouds clear up. There's sun, a blessing. God's blessing was on this country during the first 4 years of Trump's presidency. The heavens, God's blessings were on the country. Trump was no longer allowed to take a position in the White House. The winds and the cloud cover began to, once again, block out the blessing of God upon the nation. The hindering of the Spirit of God upon this country. The second half of this hurricane is going to, already is now, the winds will begin to increase. As Obama begins to come back into power, the blessing on the United States of America is going to be lifted incrementally. The winds, the destructive winds, are going to return once again. They're already beginning to return. Destructive winds, category 7, category 8, 200 mile an hour sustained winds. Christ said this would be the scenario before he returns, that in each year prior to his return, in the last 8 years, 10 years, the country would begin to experience problems like they'd never experienced in the history of the country, economically, politically, militarily, we are going to war again. The hurricane winds of the second half will increase until Christ's return. The only one who can cause these winds of this, in this analogy, to cease is God Himself, who is Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ is going to be able to stop what is coming to the world. The four horsemen of the apocalypse, the first horseman is about to ride. The rider on the white horse, the end time wars are about to begin. That person on that horse, his name is Barack Obama. For you students of the book of Revelation, go read chapter 6, the rider on the white horse that begins to the wars in the final 7-8 years before mankind's, before Christ returns. The name of the rider of the white horse, Barack Obama. And when he returns, he's taking America to war to the end. We will be in war with the nations till Christ returns. I didn't want to present this to you, but I need to let you know what is coming. You have a right to know. God wants you to know the truth. The truth will make you free. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. In Ephesians 6, verse 12, Paul tells us, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. No one knows what lies in store for us in the days ahead, but we must be prepared spiritually to face whatever comes our way." And part of that equipping involves putting on the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And at godsfeedingstation.org, we strive to ensure that everyone who comes and visits us will be as immersed as they possibly can be in the Word of God, so that together we are prepared to face not just tomorrow, but eternity. godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
One more time, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, The Present Truth. Weeknights, 6 to 7, on the radio station, radio site, 1360 AM radio. I do my first hour on the station, and it's streamed on 1360KHNC.com. Podcasts on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And for the, you'll have 1 hour, but both hours will be on the station site, 1360KHNC.com. For those that don't know, I broadcast the America's Freedom Network podcast, this program, Present Truth. We have two studios, Studio A, Studio B. The A studio broadcasts over the air, Johnstown, Colorado. Studio B, we do internet radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I wanted to present the rider of the White Horse to you. You need to know the truth. The truth will make you free. This way, when you know the truth, you can watch the individuals that God has, the people in the Bible. Who are these mysterious people? Who is the rider of the white horse? Is there a rider of the white horse? Does he have a name? And if he has a name, where does he come from? America. He's a horse. The horse is America. That's the nation that he's king of. Before I forget, again, this morning at 10:14 a.m. Eastern Time, the White House called emergency staff conference. An hour later, a conference for all employees. And Chief of Staff Jeff Zients called for an emergency conference for the staff, employees. Rumors that Biden health condition is terminal. Biden health condition terminal. I'm going to look for more after the program. I'll let you know tomorrow what I find. Is Joe, does he have the flu, the terminal flu now? Is it natural or is there nefarious hands involved? We're going to find out tomorrow. We're going to find out. For today, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Talk to you tomorrow, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Tonight, again, 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.